got him. To GSPW, and on our last show, I asked you all to write in with who you think murdered Clayton Woodrow. The results have been collated, and I can now reveal. 4% of listeners think it was Margot Mockery looking for a free publicity boost. 16% said the butler did it. It's unoriginal. 24% think it was Clayton's manager, Little Bobby D, looking to claim a big life insurance payout. Oh, that's interesting. A whopping 32% think it was an assassination by the FBI and that Clayton was a secret communist. What? 32%? Did we count this right? Guys, it's not the 1950s anymore. I doubt the FBI are murdering communists. Not that they ever did, of course. Oops, maybe I shouldn't have said anything. Uh-oh. Do you think they're listening? Hello, FBI! Can you hear me? Please don't hurt me! Seriously, I don't think the FBI murdered Clayton Woodrow. And for the record, I'm not a communist. Not at all. Anyway, where were we? Oh yes, the vast majority of you, standing at 56%, think it was the Merry Widow herself. That's right, country legend Kirstine McFallon. I'm afraid, Kirstine, a jury of your peers has declared you guilty. Yep, 'twas the shrew what did it, Your Honour. For legal reasons, I would like to point out that she has not yet been charged with anything. Having said that, the following information may confirm your suspicions. Yes, folks, it's time for Paul's Great Big Tips. Golly gosh, have we received some juicy tip-offs. And as always, if you have some inside information on the Clayton Woodrow case, call the usual number or write in and we'll be sure to publicly air your Great Big Tips. Okay, so the first tip-off is from Mr. Simon P. Derbyshire of Uxbridge Road, Lincolnshire. Sorry, he said to keep his name under wraps. Sorry, Simon, or should I say, Mr. Anonymous. Mr. Anonymous is, and I quote, a frequent visitor to the Clayton Fan Club chat room. I think that's something to do with the internet, but I can't say for sure because I'm not a nerd. Anyway, Mr. Anon goes on to say that there has been a lot of chat in the chat room about Kirstine McFallon's affairs. Ooh-hoo-hoo. And it gets better. In particular, one member spotted Kirstine during the concert sneaking into the bayou section of Claytonville with a mysterious man. The member said that the man was not from the UK because he had very nice teeth. No, I'm sorry. No, I take issue with that. I'm sorry. It's a lazy cliche. It's just not true. I, for one, have excellent teeth with barely any fillings. So maybe the mystery man wasn't American. Maybe he was British. Although it is true that my teeth are far better than most of my fellow countrymen, but still, my point stands. Anyway, who was the mystery man with Kirstine? What were they doing in the bayou? Well, let me tell you folks, the bayou is the perfect spot for a passionate tryst. Lots of dark corners and saucy hidey holes. So they were probably bonking before sneaking into the mine train to murder her husband. Although, just to remind you, this is speculation. Alleged speculation. Although, personally, I'm not 110% convinced Kirstine did it. Between you and me, don't rule out Mockery Management. That's all I'll say. Although I will say, one of them is a bad egg. A very bad egg indeed. I'll leave it at that. Except to say, her name rhymes with Hey Hey Armstrong. And I have no idea how she got such a high-powered job, because she had no talent or work ethic when I knew her. And I could do the job much better. Plus, she always seems to be at the centre of a lot of very bad happenings. And she has something of a penchant for the old, hang on a minute, I missed a bit. Yeah, we haven't finished with Simon from Uxbridge, because he also says the chat rooms have long been ablaze with rumours of Clayton's illegitimate children. Oh, now that's hot gossip.
Paul's hot gossip.
Simon says many of the fans in the chat room were surprised by this, as Clayton once said he never wanted any kiddywinkles. The reason being, and I quote,
I'd rather bequeath my fortune to a cat sanctuary than bring more spoiled rich assholes into this world.
My southern accent there, left over from when I was Curly in Oklahoma for the Redditch Players, 1992. Clayton was a weird bloke, wasn't he? Why would you not want to spread your seed far and wide? Personally, I would love to bestow great wealth on a gaggle of tiny Pauls, but yeah, that's just me. Some of us don't think about ourselves, we just think of others. Anyway, Simon finishes up by saying there was a paternity lawsuit a few years ago, but Clay managed to get it all hushed up. Gosh, it's all a bit sordid, isn't it?
So let us wash the filth from off our souls with a holy moly country and western hymn. Good Lord above, it's Clayton Woodrow with Winds of Heaven.
Let the winds of heaven dance between you. Keep a little well never truly know a person, but you still can have their heart. There'd be no surprise if you always knew what your lover's thinking of. If you're of one mind, then you can't have trust. Without trust, you can't have love. Let the winds of heaven dance between you. Keep a little spark of secrecy apart. You can never truly know a person, but you still can have their heart. May you be different, may you be free, free to be not all that you seem to be. And may you have faith that in freedom
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Modes of Thought in Antaran Literature. Second Year Classics, Harbridge University.
7 years ago, a Chinese military sub accidentally went down in the Pacific Ocean. Turns out, the sub fell smack in front of a gigantic three-sided pyramid in the ruins of what we now call Dark City.
This Antaran lit class seems like there's a lot of debate about it.
Legally, I cannot stop you from teaching this class, but I strongly advise that
what?
You know what? If you want to tank your reputation, that's on you.
You don't believe a word I say about Antara, right?
You're right. I do not believe Antara exists.
I need to know. Is it real?
You came all the way to China to find out?
Okay, everyone get out right now. Now, Raquel, what the hell are you doing?
I'm gonna cut my hand, and you're all gonna feel it.
Ow!
See? I told you.
Modes of Thought in Antaran Literature. An audio drama. Produced by Wolf at the Door Studios. For more information, please visit WLFDR.com.